As the New Testament was being written, the Jews already possessed books written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Christians would eventually call this the Old Testament, but nothing in this name should imply these books are worthless or outdated. In fact, the Church has always embraced its Jewish foundation. Rather, the Old Testament refers to the Old Covenant God made with Israel. This written covenant, fulfilled by the work of Christ, stretched back centuries to the time of Moses, and even long before that to events recorded in Genesis. The Old Testament Manuscripts. Any modern discussion of the Old Testament must begin with the copies of the Old Testament we have today. The long history of the preservation or transmission of the Bible was important for Christians, especially after the Renaissance, 1350 to 1550, when the study of Hebrew became an essential subject for scholars. Before then, Christians had almost entirely forgotten the language. Jerome was perhaps the last great Hebrew scholar before the Renaissance. A few scholars over the centuries learned the rudiments of Hebrew, often through a rabbi or Jewish community in their region of Europe, but this was exceedingly rare. The copying of the Old Testament over the centuries, therefore, was done by Jewish scribes. The problem for scholars today, however, is that Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70. Much was lost in the conflagration, including what must have been a wealth of biblical manuscripts. In fact, the text of our Old Testament is based on copies made in the Middle Ages. How can we be sure the text of our Old Testament is accurate? The truth is, we do not have a lot of archaeological evidence or manuscripts from the centuries between the destruction of Jerusalem and the Middle Ages. Some manuscripts were lost to the ravages of time, and many of those that remained may have been lost during the Holocaust of World War II. The best known period of Hebrew copying was the Masoretic tradition. These were a family of scribes who worked to improve the quality of Bible manuscripts as well as to ensure consistency for all future copies. The Masoretes flourished from roughly the 6th to the 10th centuries AD, the most famous of whom was the Ben Asher family. Their role in preserving the Bible cannot be overstated, since the Masoretes were the link between earlier versions of the Old Testament, now mostly lost, and the medieval copies of the Hebrew Bible used today when scholars translate the Bible. The Masoretes were not merely copyists, but a community that strove to aid future generations by adding a vowel system to the text, as well as cantillation marks, telling the reader what clauses go together, where to pause, and so forth. In its original form, the Hebrew language was written using only the consonants of each word, a pattern still in practice in modern Israel, where the vowels are not typically written. Those who know Hebrew and their Bibles find it natural to read the language this way, just as you know what we mean if we text you that dinner was R-L-L-Y-G-D. The Masoretic texts of the Old Testament, however, included a new vowel system, which was a series of notations above, alongside, and below the consonants that indicate the missing vowels. And for this invention, all new students of Hebrew rise up and call the Masoretes blessed.